Chicago Police District buildings still serving as shelters for illegals. By Warner Todd Houston on August 28, 2023. A photo of Chicago's 12th District Police Station went viral, showing the inhumane conditions of 30 or so illegal border crossers sleeping on the floor in the building's lobby. The post, appearing on the 16th and 17th District Chicago Police Scanners X, formerly known as Twitter, account, blasted the illegals' conditions as dehumanizing. The post called for an audit of the millions of dollars Chicago City Hall is spending on the migrant sheltering crisis. According to CBS2, City Hall has spent up to $120 million in tax dollars on the illegal sheltering crisis. But so far, officials have not offered any accounting information of how and on what that money was spent. Back in April, 30th Ward Alderman Ariel Rebiarez said during a city council hearing that the city was spending at least $7,000 a month for each illegal seeking asylum. CBS2 tried to file a Freedom of Information Act request for records on the spending, but the city denied the request and insisted there were no records to turn over to the media. More than 13,000 border crossers have arrived in Chicago since August 2022, the Chicago Sun-Times reported on August 25, and recently elected progressive Mayor Brandon Johnson says all are welcome. But his new regime has taken heavy criticism for stashing illegals in parks, closed school buildings, and university campus buildings, often in opposition to the will of residents. For instance, Johnson designated a migrant shelter in Wilbur Wright College on the northwest side, even though citizens gathered in May to protest the plans. Johnson also designated Chicago's Daly College as a shelter, in which he stashed another 400 border crossers. There have been a multitude of problems with the city's shelter operations. In July, 42nd Ward Alderman Brendan Riley blasted City Hall for the dangerous conditions a migrant shelter had created in his downtown ward. Riley was incensed after the illegals Mayor Johnson stashed in a closed hotel had initiated problems, including open drug use, prostitution, human waste, and other serious issues. Related, immigrants make camp, scatter belongings and trash in police stations around Chicago. Crime has risen around many of these migrant shelters throughout the city. In August, a fight broke out at a migrant shelter only blocks from some of Chicago's famed institutions, including John Marshall Law School, Pritzker Park, and Harold Washington Library. The city had to spend thousands to round up cooling buses Thursday after the air conditioning units at the Gage Park Fieldhouse broke down, leaving hundreds of migrants who were sheltering there in sweltering conditions during some of Chicago's hottest days of the year, so far. Temperatures reached into the upper 90s that day. The viral photo of the police station is notable in another way. In July, several police officers were accused of sexually abusing a migrant girl and said to have used the power of their badges to coerce her into sexual activity. The girl was also reportedly impregnated by one of the officers. When the investigation into the officers' actions was announced, the city said it would end the practice of putting illegals in police stations to sleep on the floors. But this viral photo of the 12th District shows that this new policy may not have been implemented in all cases despite the claims by City Hall that migrants were being removed from police stations for their safety. In July, the city made a show of removing the illegals from the Ogden Police Station, but it is clear that the city did not follow through and remove them from every police station. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.